Blog Talk Radio.
No. Stand up. Drop your feet right now. This is dedication. That's celebration. For my man, Tony.
Being able to talk and being able to handle pressure,
So at the moment, it's just me. But if anybody want to be a co-host, if you know anything about sports, football preferably, that's where we at. Today is the first day of the NFL season. Yay. You know, give me a call. Hit me up. Let's talk about it. I could use a co-host. We're going to be doing an hour show every Sunday at 11 o'clock. We're going to be talking about different teams. We're going to be trying to give our opinions on the outcome of the game. We're going to talk about trades, injuries, coaches, penalties, new penalties, referees. We're going to try to get into a little bit of everything. I'm going to do my best to summarize all the games, but I doubt if that's possible. I really do, by myself anyway. But I wanted to say this. It doesn't really matter to me if I have, well, it matters, but it, you know, hypothetically speaking, it doesn't really matter, because if I got 50 listeners or one listener, it's all about building your brand. And how do you build your brand? I guess I build my brand by letting people know that I know what I'm talking about. And then I say what I mean, and I mean what I say. Oh, I forgot to say, this is the home of the Miami Dolphins, just in case somebody out there don't know. This is the home of the Miami Dolphins, a true fan since 71, 72. The Bob Greasy, Don Shula, Paul Warfield, Larry Zonka era. And a little bit later, we're going to do a little bit of trivia. And I'll have cash giveaways and things like that. But let me get back to what I was saying. I have several. I'm not on here to claim that I know everything about sports. No, I don't. I do listen to several sports websites and sports shows on YouTube, and I Google a lot. And I read a lot, and I'm going to have to read more now that I'm going to be doing this show. But what do you think the other sport experts do? They do the same thing. They read. They watch the games. And it's just their opinion. And that's what I'm going to be giving you, my honest, true opinion. Now, if you're just saying, oh, that's just Randy, or that's just Randy, he can't pick sports. Well, how you feel about the people that you listen to? I'm just throwing names out there. Freddie, Bobby, every day, the Bobby Show, the Bobby Sports Show, or the Freddie Football Show. He's just a human being like me or like you. And I'm sure everybody got the special people that they listen to every day and apps that they go to. But are you rich? Have you been able to stop working? Are you driving a Bugatti? You got a helicopter, a private jet, a yacht? From listening to your favorite sites, I doubt that very seriously. Now, I'm not hating on anybody's sites or anything, because trust me, I got my favorites, and I'm listening to them every day. I'm on them every day. Because I'm trying to get the edge. Because, of course, you know, I bet on games and I want to win. I'm not a huge gambler. I wouldn't even say I'm exactly what the show is. I'm a small-time hustler. And that's about how I'm going to sum it up, just like that. I'm a small-time hustler. I love sports. And I gamble. I started playing football maybe in the streets, maybe 7, 8 years old with my friends. 9 years old, I played my first organized sport of baseball. I started watching sports, I like to say 71, 72, or somewhere around there, 71, 72. My favorite football team, as I just told you, is the Miami Dolphins. My favorite baseball team is the New York Mets. And my favorite basketball team is the New York Knicks. Hockey, I like it. I bet on it. But I couldn't really tell you if I had a best team at the moment. But I do like watching it. I just don't have a favorite team at the moment. So, you know, why I'm basically saying this is that I play organized sports from 9 to 16 years old, sophomore in high school. But I've been watching, and I've been watching sports since 72. Baseball, football, and basketball every year. Never missed a year. And wouldn't miss a year unless I was in a coma. So what I'm trying to say is, you know, it's no harm, it's no crime, it's no foul. If, you know, you take your time out and listen to my show, you know. If it's something you might want to entertain, feel like you want to entertain yourself with, pick up some good tips, get a couple of winners, you know. Tell a friend, you know. If not, que sera, sera. But at least give me a chance. I went to school to be for journalism. I always wanted to be a sports journalist. So, you know, here's my chance to talk sports. And be on a podcast talking about sports, because that's what I love to do. And, okay, that's enough of that. Today, everybody know, is the first, well, we had a game Thursday night. We had a great game Thursday night. I didn't watch the whole game, but I did see the ending. I did see the Cowboys' last drive, and I did see the Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers' last drive, the winning drive. And I was pretty amazed with the Cowboys, but I was more amazed. Well, I wasn't more amazed because everybody know that Tom Brady is the comeback king. But he really impressed me with that last drive. I believe he had like a minute, and I'm not sure, 18 seconds or something like that. And he just went down the field like it was, you know, smooth as snow on Sun Valley, easy as Sunday morning. He just went on down the field and left it to the kicker. And the kicker, Tom Brady, did his job, and the offensive line did their job, and the kicker did his job. I can't remember the kicker's name, but it was a bullseye, right center mass, right down the middle. And it was a great game, and I hope the NFL, hope the whole season is a mirror or a copycat of that first game Thursday night, because it was, even though I only saw the ending, I guess the best is yet to come. Being that this is the home of the Miami Dolphins, I would like to start off with the Miami game, but I think I'm not going to start off with the Miami game. I think I'm going to start off with the Bills, the Pittsburgh Steelers playing the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo. And it's going to be a pretty good game, because the Bills, after last year, their team to be reckoned with. They were 15th in sacks last season. And that worries me a little bit, because, you know, the Steelers, they protect Big Ben. You know, and they allowed a season low 14 sacks last year. So, you know, but Buffalo, you know, they revamped their defense line. So, you know, we'll have to see what happens. And everybody knows the Steelers got the running back, Najee Harris. And I'm more than definite that he will open the season with 100 yards. Easy. I mean, it's no big task or anything to ask Najee to carry the ball. And I'm expecting him to get over 100 yards. The spread is Buffalo minus 6.5, and the under-over is 48. I like this spread. I like this spread. The under-over, I really don't know much about, but I like the spread. I think it's pretty good. But I think I'm gonna take my prediction for this one is Buffalo. I'll take Buffalo minus 6.5. Everybody, you got your pens and your pens and pencils. Let me write down my bet so I could keep a record of how I'm doing from week to week, so I can let people know if I'm garbage or or what. So my first pick on my first show is Buffalo minus six and a half. Well, that's the odds I have right here. I don't know if it's going to move any, and I'm hoping it doesn't move any. Let's just see what happens. Let's just definitely see what happens. I'm taking my first pick, first show, is Buffalo minus 6.5. Over the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it's a 1 o'clock game, so get on your phone and put your bets in as quick as possible. The next game I want to go to is, let's see what the next one I want to pick. Let's go to another 1 o'clock game, the Seattle Seahawks. They playing the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts, they got their rookie defensive end, Kwity Paye. I'm going to keep my eye on him today and see how he does today. He was the number 21 pick in the draft last year. He dominated just about every offensive tackle he faced in training camp. So I'm looking for him to make a big, big, big impact on the game. But, let me see, Seahawks. I think the Seahawks, their offense, I'm not really sure about the Seahawks offense. I'm looking for like a mixed bag of performance from them. I want to really see what their potential is and with their players and what schemes they run in. So I really can't say much about that, but I'm going to take this pick. I'm going to take I'm gonna take Seattle minus 3. Let's go with Seattle minus 3 for the second game. The third game. Oh man, Tennessee Titans, and I gotta say it like that, Tennessee Titans. Because they got my quarterback over there from my team, Ryan Tannehill. That 5 seasons couldn't do a damn thing in Miami. I'll say he was fair. He was average. But they put a lot of real estate into that guy. And I don't know if it was he didn't forget the offensive strategy they had, or they never really let the guy throw down the field. If you really want to know, they really never turned Ryan loose. Like, turn him loose, let him throw the ball. They played the short game with him, and because of that, I believe it kind of smothered his abilities. And it altered him in a lot of ways. And he wasn't able to exceed at his best talents, because he had an arm. He had a very strong arm. He had a quick release. He didn't have quick feet at all. He wasn't a mobile quarterback. He was an in-the-pocket quarterback that wanted to be a mobile quarterback. But anyway, back to this. Ryan Tannehill, he had a hell of a year with Tennessee last year. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But we all know what that was about. They had the damn, maybe the best running game, best running of offense, unless it was somebody else who was better. I don't know. You know what I mean? And now, I mean, you know, with Julian Jones, and Tannehill throwing to Julian Jones, I wish Miami would have got him. That would have been awesome. But you know, Tannehill, he's not really a lock on one receiver type guy. But you know, we'll see how that goes. You got to get the ball to Julian Jones. He have to. I figure it's going to be a lot of yards gained by a lot of players. And Tannehill, Jones, and Brown, I could easily see Brown and Jones getting over 100 yards receiving a day. Easy. I could easily see Derrick Henry rushing for 150 yards. So it's going to be a hell of an offensive game today. I believe the under-over is 52. But with all that aside, my pick is the Tennessee Titans minus 3. Tennessee minus 3. I'll recap this when I'm all done. Let's move on to the Washington football team. God, I can't get used to saying that. The Washington football team. I've been saying the Washington Redskins my whole life. Now it's the Washington football team. Washington is playing the Chargers. Oh, man. I don't know. Washington got a hell of a defensive front. And I don't know if the Chargers offensive line is going to be able to hold Washington defensive front. The main thing we can't forget about is what? The elephant in the room, Justin Herbert. We can't forget about that. Justin Herbert. But you know what? Justin Herbert was sacked 32 times last year. Oh, that's a big number. They was tied for ninth in the most, and they was tied for ninth most in the NFL. While Washington recorded 47 sacks. So it's gonna be an offensive line versus defense to see what happened. And hopefully they can protect Justin Herbert a little bit more. 32 sacks is a hell of a lot of time to get sacked in one season. Washington, you know, I think they from last year they kind of built up their defensive front to about as good as it can get. And I mean, the Chargers revamped their offensive line too, so you know they definitely got something to prove. Herbert. I don't know. He can easily go for 350 yards and 3 touchdowns today. Easy. But even that, I don't know. This is gonna be a bold prediction. But I'm gonna go with Washington. I'm going to go with Washington on this one. Washington minus 1. I don't know about that one, but I'm going to try that one. Let's go to one more game before I go to a quick break. The New York Jets. I hate them. I hate the Jets almost as much as I hate the Patriots. They've been a thorn in my butt for years and years and years. But what do we got to watch for? Former the Jets, Sam Darnold's gone. And it's a coincidence that he just happens to be starting for the Panthers. The Carolina Panthers. So he get to go up and prove. I know he got something to prove against the Jets for trading them like that. So let's see. That should be pretty interesting. And the Jets got, you know, the Jets' new quarterback, Zach Williams. Zach Wilson. And I think in the end, it's going to all boil down to who gets the best protection and who can be the most efficient. That's what I think. I think I was reading a little bit about the defensive coordinators, and I think both of the defensive coordinators for the Panthers and the Jets, they're going to really be trying to get after the quarterbacks. A lot of people was they skeptical about what the Jets going to do today, but I don't know. I kind of like Sam Darnold, and now with the running back Christian McCaffrey, who should have the wide receiver Christian McCaffrey should have a double digits receptions for his 11th time in his career. You know, in a matchup, he's going to be a matchup nightmare for the Jets. So I don't know who. I don't know who the Jets got. I don't think they got anybody that could cover him. They got that guy over there on the Jets, C.J. Mosley, but he isn't great in coverage. And they got the linebackers are rookies. So I don't really know what the Jets going to do. They could try using a safety with Marcus Joyner. He got a little bit of experience in the slot. But, I mean, we'll see. We just have to see. So this is going to be a good game, but I'm going to have to go. I'm going to go with Carolina. Let's go with Carolina. I'm going to go with Carolina. Carolina Panthers to kick the Jets' butt. I'm gonna go to a break, and then I'm gonna come right back, and we're gonna talk Miami Dolphins football. Miami Dolphins number one. That's my team, Miami Dolphins. Don't forget that. If you out there, call 563-999-3718 and press 1. I would love to hear from somebody out there who they picking today, who they going with. I know it's kind of early, but the early bird catches the worm. So that's what we got to do. And I'll let everybody know my most important picks that I'm picking today. You know, the games I'm giving you is games I studied on, but I also got games that I'm going to really try to put a little bit of currency on. But we'll be right back. We'll be right back after this song.
Y'all niggas don't know me, but y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. 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 Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Yeah, I'm Kobe. They know me. Big homie. Black Mamba, one and only. Big Mama, from New Jersey. One on five. Let's make it fun. First quarter score 21. Every shot I took, look, I was calling them. I ain't passed it off. Why you look away? I ain't passed the ball. Nah, that's when I hooked the Jay. Off the block from the steal I just took away. Y'all niggas don't know me, but y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. It's Kobe. It's Kobe.
don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me.
Black Mamba, it's Toby.
Welcome, welcome back to Small Time Hustlers. Oh, okay, we live on air. Welcome back to the Small Time Hustlers show, home of the Miami Dolphins. I hope everybody out there is writing down. I'm gonna go over a little bit of couple of picks I had earlier. 1 second. My daughter is texting me. You know how the kids is. Okay. She got an interview today. Thank God. I had to wish her good luck on her interview. All right. Welcome back to the Small Time Hustlers podcast, home of the Miami Dolphins. Miami play at 4:25 today. Kind of got used to them 1 o'clock games last year. Maybe they switched it all around. Miami Dolphins, oh, man, I love that team. They playing the New England Patriots. How could you set a scene like that for the first game of the year? New England Patriots. Oh, man. And let me tell you, every year I get the same feeling in my gut. When it's the first day of the season, how is the offense gonna be? How is the defense gonna be? Are they gonna let the quarterback throw the ball? Do we have a running back who could carry the load? Somebody that could carry the ball 20-25 times? Can we have a season that's not marred with injuries? I mean, we know it's gonna be injuries, but. Not too many, but luckily this year we actually starting off the season pretty good with not too many injuries for the first time in a while that I can honestly say. The injury report is, I had the injury report right here, and it actually wasn't that bad. Where was it at? I got it. One second. It actually wasn't that bad. I got so many notes. Where's the injury report? Well, while I'm looking for it, it wasn't really that bad. I think maybe Preston was hurt. I'm not sure. Anyway, I have to find the injury report. I got it somewhere. I just don't know. I don't know where it's at this time, but. Check, definitely, we looking good no matter what. We looking damn good. We could start the season with just about the whole team healthy. And that's always a good look. It's always a good thing when you can start a season with most of your key players and they healthy and they on the field. And that's good because you know how it is when you start off and the key players are hurt. While I'm speaking about that, let me tell you about a couple like the Baltimore Ravens, the number one pick. Forgot his name right now, but he got a torn ACL. And then 3 days later, the same Baltimore Ravens, their backup running back Justin Hill, he suffered a torn Achilles. So right off the bat, they shot. The Baltimore Ravens are shot right there, the running back. One, the starter with a torn ACL and the backup with a torn Achilles. Oh, they're saying the same thing. Well, that's kind of sorry for all you Baltimore Ravens fans out there. I think I got a brother-in-law who likes Baltimore Ravens. So let's get back to the Miami Dolphins and the New England Patriots. Okay, what the hell is going on? We all know the Patriots cut Cam Newton. We don't know. I don't really know the situation or why they cut him or what happened. Did he wear out his welcome? Or maybe he didn't make it to the potential that they wanted him to. I really don't know. It seemed like he was never really all together right there. I don't know. It wasn't a good fit for him in New England for some reason. I really don't know, but it seemed like it wasn't a good fit. As far as who's gonna win the game, everybody knows what Miami and New England. The home team always wins. that's my analogy of it. The home team always wins. But I'm really, really, really looking forward to seeing Jalen Waddle, our number 6 pick from last year. He is supposed to be something out of sight. He is supposed to be something that, oh, man, he just came in and stole all the spotlight for the Dolphins in the offseason. All the spotlight. I mean, but I'm not going to forget about the number 18 pick either, Jalen Phillips, the defensive end. I think he's going to be, and they're going to use him as an edge rusher. And I watched him a little bit down in the University of Miami, you know, and, yeah, he's homegrown. University of Miami and now on the Miami Dolphins. Jalen, I'm really looking for him to do big things and to help Miami with that pass rushing. But Jason Waddle, oh, my God, the guy is explosive. I don't know what he runs the 100 in. I gotta look into that. And every, you know, Miami, you know, I just hope they continue. You know, I'm a blitz man. Like, you know, last season, you know, they was the second highest, you know, and behind the Baltimore Ravens. Not only that, they also called a lot of cover zero blitzes. You know what I mean? You know what the cover zero blitz is at, right? The blitz is when you leave no safety playing zone to help the pass. But I think hopefully we should be all right because we got some serious safeties and cornerbacks. I think we got the best tag team back there with Xavier Jones and his name is right on the top of my tongue. Oh, Byron Jones, Xavier Howard and Byron Jones, you know, on the defense. I'm really looking for big things. And with the Jalen Phillips, Miami just got a good defense to me, you know. I don't really know too much about the offensive line yet, but I know we still got Christian Wilkins on the defensive line, Raekwon Davis and Zach Zeller. You know, they made good strides, you know, so let's see what happens with that. Wilkins, hopefully he could take another step forward, you know, and Miami definitely could use him with, you know, with the run defense, you know. And we play a lot of two gap and let the edge rushers work the outside. So Wilkins, it should be pretty good, hopefully. Running backs, oh, boy. It's been a problem for me ever since Ricky Williams left. We got Myles Gaskin. He had a pretty good training camp. He's better than a lot of people think he is, you know. I like him more as coming out the backfield and catching some passes. But I really got my eye on that Salvin Ahmed, you know. He's small, but and not too explosive, but he's a good back. You know what I mean? I'm really with Salvin and Ahmed and Miles, I'm really hoping they have a good 1-2 punch. And then the tight ends, you know, hey, I'd give a tight end an A with Mike Gesicki. And he in his contract year, so he got a lot to be motivated for. And it ain't like he wasn't motivated in the other parts of the year, because he definitely was, you know what I mean? And we got somebody else, another tight end, Adam Shaheed. I'm assuming it was him. Can't really. Hunter Long, maybe. Yeah, I think his name is Hunter Long. We're gonna see. We gotta keep our eyes on him. We know what Mike Gesicki could do. We just gotta see what the other guys could do. Wide receivers, forget about it. You know what I mean? Forget it. We got a key group, you know, and if they stay healthy, the sky's the limit. Sky's the limit. You know, Devontae Parker, Preston Williams, Will Fuller, Albert Wilson, you know what I mean? If they could stay healthy, I mean, I know they're nursing injuries right now, but if they could stay healthy, we're going to be in good shape. You know, because we got Jason Waddle, we got Jakeem Grant, we got Matt Hollins, we got Len Bowden Jr., and we still got Isaiah Ford. You know, and they all got flashes of greatness. They all show flashes of greatness during the training camp. And they all seem capable of succeeding in, different degrees of the game. All the question is the main thing is they should help Tua be better. You know, and the question with that is, can Tua stay healthy? That's what the question is. The offensive line, oh, man. I don't got no idea whether Miami offensive line is going to be good. I'm not sure. I don't know. We don't really know about what's my man Lamb, Eckenberg. I really don't know much about him. Michael Dieter, the center, star center. Robert Hunt. And, you know, we gotta wait and see Austin Jackson. We're expecting Austin to be really good, but we got to really see. And the unknown guy in the bunch is Jesse Davis, who, you know, he's like a swing lineman. He can start at either right tackle or left guard. So I'll give the offensive line a C. Defensive line, I'll give them a B. You know, they love their depth. The Dolphins was happy with the depth. Like I said earlier, with the first-round draft, they Christian Wilkins and the young veteran, Zach Ziller. Oh, man, they had a serious competition in training camp for the starting job. So I guess they both going to play a lot. But Raekwon Davis, he's the unquestioned starter at nose tackle. You know, and we got John Jenkins and Adam Butler. You know, we got a lot of different options. And the main man, my favorite player other than Xavier Howard, Emmanuel Ogbah. He's the only one that's really established, you know, and everybody know what he can do. The linebacker core, oh, man. They hoping that the linebackers are solid, but I don't know. You know, Bernardick McKinley, you know, we got the young star Jerome Baker. You know, we got Andrew Van Kinkle coming back first. And, you know, and my man, the first rounder, Jalen Phillips. Remember that name, Jalen Phillips. I'm looking for him to do big things. I'm looking for them to produce a lot of sacks out there, a lot. Cornerbacks, Xavier Howard, I said earlier, and Byron Jones could be the best cornerback tandem in the whole NFL, hands down, A+, no questions, no nothing. And just in case they want to switch, we got Jacob McCourty. You know, he worked a little bit of safety during preseason, so we got options. I'm really looking to see this defense and see if they pick up from where they left off last year, because you know Brian Forbes is a defensive man, so we'll see. I'm just kind of worried about Eric Rowe. So I don't know. We got to see what's going on in him. Anyway, special teams, and you know our kicker, Jason Sanders, all pro. You know our returner, Jakeem Grant, all pro. So with the special teams, I'm not worried at all. I'm not worrying about anything with that. Not at all. But let's get back to the Miami Dolphins game. I get crazy about Miami. You can tell I start talking about Miami, I get crazy. Where we gonna go? Let me see. Miami. Like I said before, Miami and Patriots, you know, they got a history that the home team always wins. You know, and that's the history they got. Will it happen today again? I hope so. I would like to start the year off with a W. I really would. I really would like to start the game off with a W. What's the odds on that? They got New England, mine's favorite, -3, and the under over is 43.5. Man, I'm going to jump out the window with this one. I'm going to pick Miami to win this. Well, everybody knew that, but I think I'm going to pick Miami to win this game. Should I take the +3? Yeah, you can take Miami +3. If I was betting on it, I'm going to try to load up on the juice and just take the Miami straight up. But let's play conservative because nobody really knows what's going on in the first game, you know. First game. It's the first game of the NFL season. Nobody really knows what's going on. You know what I mean? I was looking at the Minnesota Vikings game with Kirk Cousins. Minnesota Vikings playing the Bengals. You know, you have to see can Cincinnati stop Dalvin Cook? You know, with that Joe Burrow's over there. I heard Jamar Chase. You know, the rookie. Heard he had a lot of drops in preseason. A lot of drops. So we'll see. Can they stop Dalvin Cook? And who else? Oh, the damn Jets. I hate 2-14 last year. They can't go nowhere but up. What game did I talk about? The Eagles-Falcons. Okay. Eagles-Falcons. Let's see. They both got new coaches. I don't even know why the Falcons are favored. Why would the Falcons be favored? I don't know why. The only reason I can see why the Falcons would be favored over the Eagles is because they got home field advantage. That's the only thing I can see. They got home field advantage because other than that, I don't know. I don't see it. I really don't see it. But I'll stay away from that game. What's my favorite? Let me see. What's my favorite pick of the day? I want to tell everybody what's my favorite pick. My favorite pick of the day is, wait one second. Before I do that, my best pick of the day, because he's running out of time, is going to be, let me see. I give you guys a quick three-team parlay. Let me write it down for everybody to know. A quick three-team parlay. The Washington football team game under. Tennessee, they run a game. It's just Tennessee run a game. Just too strong. Tennessee, -3. I didn't talk about the Packers-Saints game. I don't know what's going on with that. It's too much drama down there in Green Bay with all that stuff with Aaron Rodgers. Just too much drama. I know the game is not in New Orleans because you know what happened down there. Should I go with the Houston game down there with Tyrod Taylor? Let me see my last. What's my last pick for my three-team parlay? Trying to just win some money here.
three team parlay. Let's go with
The Saints. I'm gonna go with the Saints plus three. All right, my Sunday specials, three team parlay. Let me see how much it pays. One thing. Let's see how much it pays. See how much that pays. Then I'm going to recap the show after this. Thanks to everybody who out there listening, and come back next week. You know, this is my first day, so I know I'm kind of stumbling, bumbling a little bit, but it'll get better. I'm not going to stop. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. And remember what I said again. Everybody got their own favorite people that they listen to every day, and they favorite sports experts. But are you rich yet? You got a mansion and a yacht? If you don't, then you still got spit room to listen to somebody else. And it could be me. I'll just have to prove everybody wrong. What was I looking for? The payout for the parlay. Washington under. Washington under. Come on, man. What happened? Washington under. I think it's 44.5 or 45 now. Washington under. Tennessee minus three. And the Saints plus three. Let's see what that pays. If you put a 20 spot on it. I don't even know if they got it on the site right here yet. I hate when they do that. They didn't put it up there on the site yet. I'm going to have to go to another site to look for the Saints. Saints plus three. Saints plus three. Oh, my. Wait a minute. Okay, I got it. Saints plus three. Let's see. Okay. If you bet $20 on this three-team parlay, $20 will get you $139. The Washington football team under. Tennessee Titans minus three. And the New Orleans Saints plus 3.5. $20 bet. I get you $139 back. Now, let's see. Let's a little recap of the show. Oh, man, the hour was kind of quick. Hope I did all right. Y'all let me know how I did out there. All right, I went over I went over six games I gave my picks. If everybody out there. My prediction for week one was the Buffalo minus 6.5. I think it's 6.5. Seattle minus three. Tennessee minus three. Washington football team minus one. Carolina Panthers minus four. And the Miami Dolphins plus three. That's Buffalo minus 6.5. Seattle minus three. Tennessee minus three. Washington minus one. Carolina minus four, and Miami Dolphins plus three. In my parlay, my Sunday, my first NFL, my first show, my first parlay, because every week I'll go over six or seven games, and then I'll give you my parlay of the day. So my parlay of the day is the Washington football team under, Tennessee Titans minus three, and the Saints plus three. That's my parlay for the day. So here you got it, everybody. Like I said, I'll be here next Sunday at 11 o'clock. Call in. It's that simple. All you got to do is call in and join me. And if I do good, you know, drop back in again. That's all I got to ask for. If I'm garbage and all losers and but if I pick some winners, then I want you to come back and join me again on the show. That's fair. And next week I'll have the trivia that if you can ask me any question from 1972 to 2021, about the New York Mets, the Miami Dolphins, or the New York Knicks. And if I can't answer the question right, I'll put in a bet for you, FanDuel or BetMGM. If you could catch me on a question that I don't know and I only need – I don't need a lot of time because I don't want you to think I'm going to Google the answer. I may be like 5 seconds, so I don't think I could Google anything in 5 seconds. If you could ask me anything in 5 seconds about the Miami Dolphins, the New York Knicks, or the New York Mets from 72 on, I'll put in a bet on one of the betting sites. So there you have it. First show on a small-time hustler. And if anybody out there want to, you know, be a co-host, you know, come on in. It's fun. It's sports. It's the man's thing. I mean, what more could you ask for on Sunday except football? What more could you ask for? You hustle and bustle all week and working or hustling or whatever you're doing and taking care of the kids and stressing out about bills and everything. And then you got Sunday, all day football. Because at 4 o'clock, I'll be at the bar watching Miami Dolphins. I'll be at over at I forget, it used to be called the I-Beams, and now they call it. I'll be over there with Miami Mike watching my Miami Dolphins, which I watch every Sunday. Me and my sons go there whenever we could get together and go there. What's the damn name of the bar now? Ain't this something? I've been going there for years, and I can't remember the name of it. I know the old name was I-Beams. I'm gonna look it up right now. I brought my man Mike over there. He's cool as hell. The owner. Mike. Okay. You see, what's the name of this bar? This is embarrassing. Or maybe the name is still High Beans. Well, you can't miss it. Maybe the name still is High Beans. What's the name of it? Miami Mike Sports Bar. Well, it's probably – everybody know it is High Beans. I don't really know the address. I know it's on Getty Ave and Madison Ave, right across the street from the Dunkin' Donuts. That's where I'll be today. It's from 4 to 8. Watching the Miami Dolphins play. Come through. And you don't have to be a Miami Dolphins fan to come through, but got multiple TVs in there. But basically, his name is Miami Mike, and we'll be there watching the Miami Dolphins kick ass today. Yes, we will. I'm looking for a score, maybe Miami 31, New England 28. Yeah, I'm definitely going with the over today. Miami 31, New England 28, or maybe it got to be somewhere around 31-28 or 30-27. It's not gonna be more than a three point difference. All right, everybody, thanks a lot. It's been fun on my first day on my sports show, the Small Time Hustlers. Tell a friend to tell a friend, and I'll be looking for you next Sunday when we come back with some more exciting picks and updates. And I had a lot of fun with you. I sure did. Thank you very much. Peace out. Randy J. Sean Jackson, Small Time Hustlers.
Right now, this is dedication, back, celebration. don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. 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 Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Yeah, I'm Kobe. Kobe. They know me. Big homie. Black Mamba, one and only. Big Mama, from New Jersey.
One on five. Let's make it fun. First quarter score 21. Every shot I took, look, I was calling them. I ain't passed it off. Why you look away? I ain't passed the ball. Nah, that's when I hooked the J. Off the block from the steal I just took away.
Y'all niggas don't know me, but y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me.
Black Mamba, it's Kobe.
Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me.
Black Mamba, it's Kobe. 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 It's Kobe.
Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me.
Black Mamba, it's Kobe.